Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, everybody. I have a very special episode for you today. I'm not sure if you realize or not, but I actually have another podcast that I co-host with my friend, Dr. Kathy Groover, called the Fire and Earth Podcast. And in that, we talk about a lot of different topics. But every so often, there's an episode that we do on fire and earth that I think is very relevant for you to hear here on Jamming with Jason. And so this week is one of those times. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and roll that podcast that was previously shown on the Fire and Earth Podcast. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Fire and Earth Podcast. I'm your co-host, Kathy Groover.
And I'm Jason Mefford. And today we're going to talk about something that we've talked a lot about because it's important, right? And
sex.
If you listen to the last episode, you'll know why that's funny, right? Kathy's doing a callback. Oh, yeah. About gratitude. Okay. And I know we've talked a lot about gratitude on here before, but some of the episodes, you know, if you've been listening to some of the past episodes, sometimes Kathy's calendar, whatever app, whatever it is, gives her a little prompt for the day. And the one today was about embracing gratitude for a roof over your head. And I think, you know, it's interesting in a lot of different ways. You know, today it's cold where I'm at.
Me too.
I keep it cold in my house on purpose. So I'm always like, but it's way colder outside even than it is in my house. Yep. Right. And so, you know, today I'm grateful for a roof over my head that it's, you know, 20-ish degrees warmer inside than it would be if I didn't have a house.
Yeah.
And what I think is fun, it's ironic, is in today's day and age, you know, so many of us have a roof over our head and have had a roof over our head our whole life. Mm-hmm. and don't realize what it's like to be without a house. But especially with, you know, since the last few years, there's been a huge rise in homelessness. You know, I know some people who were homeless for a lot of their life. I mean, one of my friends, you know, he was on the streets when he was 8.
Yeah.
You know, homeless at 8 as an orphan, you know, kinds of things. And it's like, yeah, he's anyway, you know, and so you think about that and it's like, there really are people that don't have a roof over their head. Right. Because I know when I said that, probably a lot of you were like, why are you guys talking about this? Everybody lives in the house. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't. So when you got that prompt, what kind of went through your head today?
Well, Kelly? And it was interesting because the prompt was not about being grateful for having a roof over your head. It was, how do you like express that gratitude?
Oh.
How do you express the gratitude for having a roof over your head? And it's like that's different, right? So it's like, I was really thinking about that. And there's something on, I'm on Nextdoor that I don't follow it very often. It's that sort of like local Facebook-y kind of thing. There's a local woman who's dealing with some cancer stuff and that popped up on the feed and I wanted to read it. And the next post was, I live in a homeless shelter and there's a woman here that has a dog and the dog is so sweet, but this woman does not care for the dog properly. Is there anybody that would be able to come take this dog? And I thought, wow, here's a woman living in a homeless shelter who's concerned about this other woman's dog. Talk about that, like that generosity and that compassion for somebody other than self, right? She's not like, who can help me? It's like, who can help this other woman's dog, which kind of struck me today. And then that popped up on my phone of how do you express? And I thought, you know, occasionally I will give food or water to people that are asking for it. There was a couple unhoused people outside of my office, and it was in the middle of summer. And I went out, the guy was kind of sitting there, and I said, would you like a bottle of water? And he goes, oh my God, I would. And I said, would you like a washcloth so that you can like cool yourself up? So I like got out of my massage office and I brought him a couple bottles of water and a towel so he could wash his face off. And I ended up kind of befriending this guy. He had such a fascinating story. So it's like, I feel like I do little things like that. But as far as like giving money to those things, we've got soup kitchens here in town. You know, Santa Barbara has so many resources to help people who are, as we call it, down on their luck. And I don't do anything for those charities because my time and money goes someplace else. But in thinking about that prompt this morning, how do I express gratitude? Is a way to express gratitude for the fact that I have a home, is it by helping other people who don't?
I don't know, because it's interesting as you're talking about it is, you know, how are the different ways that you can express it? And I think, like you said, one can be like that where, hey, I'm blessed to live in a house. And so maybe you donate to homeless shelters or help people that are homeless, give them a bottle of water, you know, whatever kind of thing, give them some money. You know, that could be one way to express it is I'm so grateful for what I have that I want to share and help others who don't have that.
Yep.
Right. Well, and yeah.
Well, I was just saying, the other thing is, you know, we live in this teeny little studio, and it's small and it's cramped. And this is why there's a screen up, because he's right behind me and there's the front door and there's the, you know, it's like, it's so small. And we only have two burners on the stove and we're constantly bumping into each other and there's no privacy and there's no, and I bitch about that occasionally. And literally yesterday I thought, you know, this place is actually kind of freaking cool and it's perfect for us. And is our Christmas tree in the upside down kitchen table? Yes, it is. That's the only place we could put it. But it's
so you have to take it out and then have dinner and then turn it back over. And
oh no, it's, let's see if we can. It's in the upside down. It's in an fucking upside down table. And this is our whole house. You are currently looking at our whole house. What can the screen hide? You know, so there's moments where it's like, oh, I wish I had another burner, and oh, there's a mouse that got in, and oh, there's a, you know, and it's like, I complain about those things. And it's not that I forget that I have it better than so many people, but occasionally you forget that it's like, I'm bitching that I only have two burners. There's some people that are living on the streets with no food at all. You know, and it comes down to that, you know, there's kids starving in Africa, don't waste your food kind of narrative that we got as kids. But there is truth to that. It's like, what are you complaining about?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So like one way is helping other people who maybe don't have what we have, but our attitude, you know, as well about, yeah, are you bitching about, you know, oh, it's so small, or oh, it's cold in here. Well, it's only cold in here because I choose to keep the thermostat low, right? And again, yeah. it's not like I'm a masochist, but you know, hey, I mean, I'm trying to save electricity and natural resources, and you know, in some ways it's kind of good for us to be a little cold, you know. So I do it for some of those reasons, but you know, again, it's like, yeah, our the gratitude or thinking, you know, how we're feeling. Are we bitching and moaning about it, or are we grateful for what we do have, right? So so being grateful for it. And another way that I do as well, that might seem a little weird to some people, is I love my house. I love my things. And so I don't just, I take care of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm grateful to have a house. And so because of that, I clean my house. I fix it. I tell my house that I love it. Right. When I wash dishes, right, I energetically, I'm like loving on my dishes, right? Because they just helped you know, me get food into my body, which I'm grateful for. Right. And so I think there's, there's kind of that side of it too, that I think we just really kind of forget, you know, and it's, everything has energy. Everything is energy. Right. And so if you're bitching and moaning about your house, well, that probably hurts its feelings. Right. If you're bitching and moaning about your car, that probably hurts its feelings. Right. And again, a lot of you are going to be like, cars don't have feelings. Well, cars have consciousness and energy. So, yes, they have feelings like we do. Right.
Yep.
The trees, you know, the plants, the animals. Right. And so, you know, can we also maybe give a little bit of love to them?
Right.
Right. And again, I'm not saying your house has to be like super immaculate clean. Mine is not that way all the time, but I purposely take time to spend with my house. Right. Just like it's a relationship and it's like, I love it. I want to clean it. I want to do things. I want it to feel good. I want to feel good in it as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's another, and I kind of missed that expressing gratitude when you said it to begin with, but that can take on a whole new kind of conversation.
Well, and like in my situation, I rent because Santa Barbara, and it's like expressing gratitude to a landlord that has not drastically raised our rent. I mean, it just went up a teeny little bit. And when I bumped into him, I said, hey, thank you for the notice about the rent increase, because I know that he could have practically doubled it. You know, I've been here 5.5 years and it's gone up like this much. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so lucky because if this place didn't exist, I don't know that I'd be able to stay in Santa Barbara. So expressing gratitude, not, hey, thanks for raising the rent. And I didn't want to say, thanks for raising the rent only a little bit, because that seems, you know, he's like, oh, I could raise it more. But I said, you know, hey, thank you for the notice. This will be reflected in my next check to you. And he goes, oh, thank you. He goes, you know, I didn't want to do it, but all my bills are going up. And I said, absolutely. So it's like, in that way, I sort of expressed gratitude for that. And when he picked me, so many people wanted this place. So many people wanted this place when I moved in 5+ years ago. And when we signed the lease, I thanked him. I said, you know, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for picking me and letting me come in here and live here. So, you know, in that way, it's a past thing, but I was very grateful that I got this spot when I got it.
Well, what's interesting is it's, you know, when we express gratitude, right? I mean, again, when you first moved in, you express gratitude to the landlord. He's grateful that you're there. He's grateful you've been there for 5.5 years and hopes that you'll be there another 5.5 years, right? Because as a property owner, man, you love, you know, good long-term renters who actually love on your house too, right? And again, my family's been involved in real estate for my whole life. And there's some people who just, they live in a pigsty and they trash the house. And there's other people who actually care for it and tend for it as if it was their own. And that's, I always tried to do that when I was in California and renting. I always treated the places that I lived as if they were my house. In fact, I would do little repairs on it, you know, and wouldn't ask for money back from the landlord or anything 100%. Like that, because they were just like little things that I felt like was the right thing to do. And so, you know, it's not ironic because it's how the universe works. The fact that you were so appreciative and expressed that to him, I'm sure has also made that landlord tenant relationship better. And so again, even though he knew he had to raise the rent, he wasn't like, oh, Kathy's a pain in the ass. She's always late on her rent. She's trashing my place. So I'm going to gouge her now that I can. Right. It's like, no, he sees Kathy as a person who's appreciative, that takes care of his property. And so he's only going to raise it what he has to. And then again, when you kind of express it back, it's like, it keeps going.
Yeah.
You give, he gives, you give, he give, right. It's how the universe works.
So yeah, the expression, I mean, because we could say, oh, I'm grateful for, you know, this and this and this. How do we express that? I thought that was a neat question. So yeah, that was cool. Anyway, well, I'm grateful for you, Jason.
You know, I'm grateful for you, Kathy.
Yeah.
And we're both grateful to have a roof over our head. And we've shared with all of you some different ways that you can, you know, start expressing gratitude for your house, maybe for other things too, right? Think about, you know, other things that you're grateful for in your life, and how can you actually express some of that gratitude, whether it's a person, inanimate object, you know, whatever it is, some different ways that you can live more in gratitude for what you have, because they can all be taken away very, very quickly.
Yep.
Right. And I think a lot of times we kind of forget that every day, if we're grateful for everything that we have, realizing that tomorrow we may have nothing.
Yeah.
Puts you in a totally different place, and you feel so much better too.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. Cool. I am Kathy Gruber. I can be reached at la 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 la. I'm Kathy
Gruber. You can be reached at la 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 la.
I can be reached at blah, blah, blah. I can be reached at kathygruber.com.
And I'm Jason Mefford. I can be reached at jasonmefford.com. So go out, have a great week, and we'll see you on the next episode. See ya.
See ya.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value, and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments, and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.